Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are all welcome in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we appreciate you. We are grateful unto you for the privilege you have given unto us to be called your children. The Bible says, as men that have received him, to them you give the power to be called the children of God, even them that believe in his name. Lord, we thank you, because it's a privilege for us to be called the children of God. We are not called the children of the devil. We are grateful unto you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come to meet with you again this morning, even to hear what you have for us. Everlasting Father, we pray, O Lord, that you will speak your mind unto every one of us in Jesus' name. The Bible said the entrance of your word, it gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Father, give each one of us simple heart, even to be able to receive your words this morning in Jesus' name. And as we hear your word, let it, O God, Lord, let it transform our lives in Jesus' name. And let it produce your own desired result in our lives in Jesus' name. And make us to be individual that you want us to be in Jesus' name. So that as we go out, O God, from this place, Lord, we will be able to leave your word out for the whole world to see in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says we should let our light so shine before all men so that they may see our good works and glorify the name of our Father in heaven. Father, let us, O God, indeed, O God, glorify your name by the way we live our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. We appreciate you, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Our time is far spent. We know today is a Thanksgiving service, so I'm trusting God. God will help me so that we can make this very quickly. And not just making it very quickly, for us to hear the specific thing God wants us to hear. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So this morning we're going to be looking at the message that is titled, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." It is more blessed to give than to receive. And this can be found in the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Says, "I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." Praise the Lord. Again, the Bible is telling us that it's not saying that receiving is not blessing. But if you want to be blessed more, then give. So both of them are good, but one is better than the other. So giving will make you to be more blessed. And everybody wants to be blessed. So, and that is the purpose, you know, why every one of us, we are, you know, in this Christian race, we want to be blessed. When we say be blessed, not just materially, we want to be blessed in every areas of life. And actually, when God created us, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, he said, he blessed them. And he commanded them that they should be fruitful, fill the earth, subdue, have dominion over the birds of the air, over the fish of the sea, over every living that creeps on the surface of the air. So God wants us to be blessed. And you have a role, and I have a role. And I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And so what does it mean when we say receiving? So we want to first of all look at receiving before we look at the giving. So receiving, what does it mean? So I quickly look for a definition. So the one that's really applicable to what we are talking about says to come into possession of something. To come into possession of something. And when we look at the Bible, Matthew chapter 25, verse 24 to 25 and verse 30. Matthew 25, verse 24 to 25 and verse 30. He said, "Then he who had received the one talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.'" Verse 30, say, "And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Praise the Lord. So this is a man in the story and in the Bible that received, but he did not do anything with it. He just received the position and he kept it. Praise the Lord. Now, we can liken this man to individuals in the church. There are a lot of people, all they just want to do is just claim all the blessings in the Bible. No, I claim this. I claim this. I claim that. I claim that. All you just want to receive, 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 receive. And then what happened after that? Well, the Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. So God doesn't want us to be like that. There's another category of people. You know, God may be talking to you and he may be talking to me at this point in time. So being in the church, what are you doing for God? Ever since the time I've given my life to Christ, I've never been anywhere I get to. I have to be doing something. So God has not just called you to be a bench warmer. Many a times he announced here, if you want to join one department, there are different, many departments you can join. So don't just be a receiver. You just come, you receive, you receive, receive, you go away. Find something you are doing. There are so many departments. And that is the mind of God. We have had all manners of teaching in Sunday school. So you're not doing anything for any pastor. Pastor is a woman being like you and her. He or she is serving God. So God owns his own church. So whatever you do in the household of God is for God. So everybody should have that understanding. But people who lack understanding will think that, oh, they are helping somebody. Yeah, actually, you are helping yourself. That's the truth. If God has given you an assignment, do it faithfully unto God. And he's a rewarder of them that, you know, diligently seek him. So, and that is my encouragement to somebody this morning. And I pray that the Lord will give you understanding in Jesus' name. Again, we can liken this also to people who compare themselves with other people. Like that servant, he was given one talent. One of the reasons why he didn't do anything, maybe he was envious of other people. That one received 5 talents, that one received 3 talents. But how do you compare yourself when you get to church? It is not what you are doing that is really very, very important, but which art are you doing it? And don't be surprised. Somebody can be a general overseer of a church, and somebody can just be a cleaner, and they can get the same reward when they get to heaven. I was sharing something with my children in the devotion last week, and I said, I had a story that somebody will come to the church, and he will, before everybody gets there, he will clean all the chairs, and he will pray, God, save every soul that sits on this chair. And this another person will come and he'll be preaching sermon. Before he says anything, people will just troop out. They want to give their life. So, and the one that is preaching may be thinking that he is the one. He has not done anything, but somebody has prayed. Somebody has come. Nobody has seen him. Tell me, when we get to heaven, who will get more reward? That person who has prayed, who has come. Nobody has seen him. Nobody knew exactly what he or she is doing. Unlike the one that is standing here, everybody is seeing him and is showing up. For God, God looks at the willingness, your availability, what you are doing, how genuine it is to him. Praise the Lord. Then what is given? I look at the definition again. The one that really is applicable here, it says, to present voluntarily without expecting compensation. To present voluntarily without expecting any compensation. And that is giving. That is true giving. John chapter 3 verse 16, which all of us we know. God so loved the world, I give his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but has an everlasting life. God gave us Jesus unconditionally. Unconditional. No condition attached to it. His love towards you, towards me is unconditional. We do not even merit it. In fact, the Bible describes human being as the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? But still, God showed you love. He showed me love. Praise the Lord. And John chapter 10, verse 11 and verse 18. John chapter 10, verse 11, verse 18. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Praise the Lord. I just read verse 11 and verse 18 together. Sorry, I'm rushing. But the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. So that's Jesus Christ there. So he gave us himself voluntarily. He wasn't compelled. He wasn't cajoled. Voluntarily, he released himself. So we're talking about to present voluntarily without expecting any compensation. Jesus Christ did it voluntarily. And that is the gospel he has given unto you, he has given unto me. Whatever you give, give voluntarily. Don't expect compensation from fellow human beings. In fact, the Bible says God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. So what can you give God and his people?
So if you are saying it is more blessed to give than to receive, so what are the things God expects you to give? So because I've had a lot of people saying that, I don't have anything. That is not true. As long as you're a human being, you have something to give. That is the truth. You have something to give. The first thing God expects you to give is your heart. Your heart. Many at times, many of us say, I've given my life to Christ. And in my mind, I ask a lot of questions. And I see the attitude of people. You cannot even ask for this. They say, no, go, don't go there. Then what do you mean you're giving your life to Christ? You're giving your life to Christ. You know what your life is? Praise the Lord. Revelation 3:20. Say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears me, he has my voice. Open the door. I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. So God wants to have access to our heart. Access. Well, he needs your permission. He can break into it if he wants to, but God doesn't do that. God doesn't break into our heart. He wants you to open yourself. You know, give him that access voluntarily. Then he can come in. So God wants your heart. He wants you to voluntarily give him that heart. Praise the Lord. The only person that, you know, bumps into our heart is the devil. But even with that, as a child of God, he cannot. He cannot. You have to give that consent before he does so. And I pray you will not give him consent in Jesus' name. Your talent. Your talent. We have been talking about we shall all give account. Account. So let's quickly look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 20 to 22 because of our time. Matthew 25, verse 20 to 22. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. Let me just stop there because of our time. You can read the remaining one later. That man received 5, and he gave extra 5. So he gave his Lord 10 in return. That's a faithful servant. And the Bible says that his master, when he came, he handed over so many things to him. We're talking about it is more blessed to give than to receive. God has given you talent. God has given you skill. God has given you so many things. So what are you doing with it? Some of us, you know, you have the talent of being able to talk. So what are you using that, you know? Have you become gossiper? Is that what you are using the talent to do? No. You can use to preach the gospel. Saved soul. Some of you are so, you know, you are so creative when it comes to meeting people and getting their attention. So it's a talent. So what are you using it for? Look at our Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't just go direct and say, receive Jesus Christ into your life or you go to hell. No, he doesn't do that. He just come up with something that will get your attention. Look at the woman he met at the well. And he began to, you know, converse with him. He was going somewhere. Some of us, we have all that kind of skills, talents. What are you doing with it? So use it for God. Use it to save soul. So don't waste it. And I pray you will not waste in Jesus' name. Earlier on, I've talked about, what are you doing in the household of God? You can't be in a church without doing anything. Think about it. Think about it. Find something. You have something you can. We are not talking about money now. Because every one of us, we think, when the Bible says give, give, you think it's only money. No, it's not money. Money is maybe part of it, but that's not the main thing. There are a lot of things you can give. Remember, Paul, who was talking here, he said, remember, this is the word of Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Praise the Lord. Are you giving your time? Your time. You can give your time. Matthew 26, verse 40. Matthew 26, verse 40. He says, then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what? Can you not watch with me? 1 hour, just 1 hour. Thank God. You know, that's why all of us, we need to pray that we'll get to our own permanent place of worship. I'm not a fan of rushing through message. That's the truth. I'm trusting God we'll get to a place where we are comfortable. We can spend as long as we want there. We can stay there. It's the house of God. All of us, we quote the scripture, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Every day. When we come to the side. But when it is time, we start looking at the time. Are you actually dwelling in the house of the Lord forever and ever? Every time we share the grace. That's what we are saying. Psalm 23 verse 6. We keep saying that. Are you dwelling there? You cannot even dwell there for 30 minutes. When they say, you know, we are going to be here till 11 o'clock and it is 11:05, all of us start looking at the time. Your mind is switched. But funny, you know, one thing I've discovered is this. In most places, after the service, people will now stay and they keep gisting. They keep gisting. They can stay for 30 minutes. They will not go. But when it comes to the message, prayer, they'll be watching time. There's a problem here. Let's be honest with ourselves. So it's not as if we really have something specific that is driving us that we want to go and do. It's not that you are going to go and catch off a flight. Not at all. It's not that you are going to resume work. Not at all. There's something that, you know, that is making us to be uncomfortable. And we need to bind that thing and deal with it. And I pray that you will be delivered from it in Jesus' name. Your resources. Your resources. So you can give your resources unto God. The one I want to talk about because of our time, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. I will read it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. He said, will a man rob God? Yeah, you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offering. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me. Even this old nation, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you for such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Praise the Lord. Many of us, we start quoting that scripture from verse 11. I will rebuke the referral for your sake. No, go back to verse 8. Don't start from verse 11. Go back to verse 8. The Bible says that those individuals who will not give, it's very specific, tithe and offering, he said they are robbers. I'm not the one who said that. He said they are robbers. They are thieves. You know, whatever you want to call them. But you know what? If you steal something from a human being and he's going to get it back, maybe that's fair enough. But if you steal something from God and he's going to get it back, that individual is in trouble. So don't steal anything from God. That's just my advice. I don't preach about tithe. I don't preach about offering. That is the truth. From the time I gave my life to Christ, I've been giving tithe. Even as a student, I give tithe on the money that I was given. I gave tithe. So I had a better understanding. So I don't need anybody to preach to me about tithe and offering. And so if you want to help yourself, don't wait until somebody preach to you about that. That's the resources that God has given unto you. God who has given it to you, he has, you know, it can be taken away. People don't understand. Read the Bible. He said, money has wings. It can develop wings and fly away. I've seen millionaires who have become nothing. And I've seen somebody who has nothing who has become millionaire. So resources that God has, it's resources. It comes from God. So deal with it as resources and trust God and use it for the purpose why God has given it to you. And you'll be blessed. Because the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. So when they talk about this, Don't frown your face and say, they have started. You know, they have started every opportunity to collect money from me. You know, the prayer I pray, I always thank God. I say, what if I cannot even go to work? That's the truth. What if I cannot go? The job is there. And if you cannot go after some time, they give it to somebody else. So there are so many reasons why you cannot go. But I thank God. I was telling my wife recently, since the time I've started working here in Calgary, I have never called in sick. Never. Never called in sick for a day at all, for one day, never. I've never called in sick. And that has always been my experience for several years. So, and I pray that the Lord will grant us understanding in Jesus' name. Thanksgiving. The other time, last month, we were talking about Thanksgiving. That in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God and everything. So you can give God thanks. So if you are saying you don't have anything to give thanks, then there's a problem. Thanks, you can give God thanks. The Bible says in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Your thanks, you may look at it as it's intangible, but it's tangible before God. Just thanking God. You walk into the church, just look at yourself and say, Lord, I thank you that I'm able to walk this place. Some people don't have that privilege. Some people, they are on a wheelchair. They cannot walk like that. But thank God. Still every reason to thank God. Let's, you know, every day you wake up, just thank God. God, I thank you, I'm alive. Don't wake up with, you know, being complaints, grumbling, and all of that. Don't do that. Thank God. Look for every reason to thank God. If there is nothing, thank God for the life that you have. The Bible says there is a hope for a tree. Even though it is cut down, it's at the center of water, it will grow again. So thank God that that hope, that life you have is intact. Nothing has happened to it. But when the life is gone, then that is it. But as long as that life is there, it's a hope. It says, say ye to the righteous, for it shall be well with him. So speak the word of God into your life. See every reason to thank God. Don't be a complainer. God is not a friend of a complainer. God wants people who will thank him. So you can give God thanks. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. He said, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in this season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those in a house of faith. Praise the Lord. We've been talking about it is more blessed to give than to receive. You can't outgive God. Give. No, we're not talking about money. Don't quote me wrong. We have talked about give your heart to God. If you don't have a relationship with God, that's the starting point. Give your life unto God. Surrender your life unto God. Even if you have given your life to God, prove it. Let it be practical. Let it be practical. Don't just say, I am born again. I am born again. I've given my life to Christ. That's not what really matters. The Bible says, the solid foundation of God standing sure. Having this, God knows those who are his. You know, always assure yourself. We've been talking there so much about the rapture and all of that. That tells us that God is forewarning every one of us. We have a role. We have a responsibility. We need to help one another. We need to encourage one another. Be your brother's keepers. Help one another in this race. As we hear all this warning, ask yourself, where are you missing it? What are the corrections you need to make? And then look at another person. What can you use? What can you do to help this man? Jesus Christ was talking to the disciples. He said, can't you just watch with me for 1 hour? Just 1 hour. So the same thing. Are you praying for your brethren too? Are you praying for your brethren? But the thing is that those who cannot even pray for themselves, how can they pray for another person? That's the truth. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me. So don't grow weary in doing good. Continue to give. Continue to give. Give your time. Give your talent. Give your resources. Your act of your kindness also is very, very important. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. He said, do unto others what you want people to do for you. Stop complaining. Don't even wait and say you want them to be. Don't make yourself focused. What do you want others to do for you? The Bible says, begin to do it. Give, give. Don't expect them to be giving to you, but you be giving. You are going to be more blessed. As you continue to give unto them, our brother gave testimony the other time. He said he thought everybody was against him at work, but he looked into his own life and he began to make that corrections. What he wanted people to do to him, he began to do it. And then before you know, now he's giving testimony upon testimony. Every now and then he's coming testimony. He's very happy. So that is what you get in return. Blessing. You are helping yourself. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. You give me understanding in Jesus' name. Let's be rise up as we pray. We're going to take 2 prayer points. You're going to pray for yourself that the Lord will possess your heart. Pray that the Lord will possess your heart. God needs your heart. God needs your heart. If your heart is not right with him, it doesn't matter any other thing you are giving unto him. It's irrelevant. Pray unto God that the Lord will possess your heart. That wholeheartedly you will be connected to the living God. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, we thank you, we appreciate you. Almighty Father, I commit myself unto you, O Lord. Please, Lord, possess my heart, O God. Let my heart, O God, Lord, be connected with you at all times in the name of Jesus. I pray for all my brethren, O Lord. Lord, let our hearts, O God, be truly be connected, O God. Lord, even unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Luke chapter 12, verse 14. He said, to whom much is given, much is expected. I'm just giving us a summary of that scripture. To whom much is given, much is expected. Pray that you will not just be a receiver. The Lord will make you to be a giver. In the name of Jesus, you will not just be a receiver, but you will be a giver. You will be a blessing. The Bible says that the Lord will bless us and we shall be a blessing. He said, through us, many families of this shall be blessed. Pray unto the Lord that you will not only be a receiver, but you will be a giver. You will be a blessing even to your generation. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We give you all the glory because you hear and answer prayer. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord.
Let's give the Lord a hand.